Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Jess, you're married now, a happily married woman about to give birth to your first child. But what happens if Jeff goes on a date with you, your husband now? It's so weird to say husband.
I know.
Is it weird to hear husband?
I can't say it. I'm having a hard time with it.
Oh, okay.
Because you're grumpy and all?
Wow, you're a cupcake. Yeah. Anyway, what if he would have said, like, I've got 18 different kinds of beef stew in my cupboard? Would that have been weird to you? Would you actually...
That might make you ask for a second date, John.
For me, I'd be like, oh, hi, Jeff.
I don't think beef stew would
be just,
here.
I mean, is there something that he could have said to you that would have really weirded you out? You guys seem very compatible is why I'm asking. You seem very, you know, that you relate to each other very well.
Yeah, there's been a couple things that we've discovered as we've gone on our relationship that I'm like, ooh, if you would have told me that earlier, I don't know if I would have been into you.
Like a particular deal breaker?
Yeah.
You want to share one or is that too personal?
Yeah. Sorry, no.
833-287-1037. Justin, what's the weirdest thing that someone said to you on a date? Justin's in Imperial Beach.
That the girl had a sister cousin.
A sister cousin?
I was speechless and then made her explain more into it. Said that her dad had cheated on her mom or her aunt.
All right, hang on. Tammy, explain this to me. I'm getting a headache from this.
So the dad had an affair with the mom's sister, so... The dad, so his half-sister with the dad, and then cousin because of the mom.
How's that come up on the first date?
Yeah, right?
Or any date, for that matter. So what happened? What was the outcome of that?
The date went well, and now she is my wife.
Oh, wow. All
right. Well, there you go. It worked.
Apparently,
it
that's worked. Quite the line. Right. I still don't know how that came up, though.
Yeah, I don't know what brought it
what
up
What movie
either.
Do you want to see? Well, I sure don't want to go see the movie Sister Cousin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I didn't even bring up sister cousin. What does that have to do with anything?
Now, I have to tell you real quickly because I can kind of relate to this because my first marriage, my sister and I married twin brothers. So my sister was also my sister-in-law and my husband was also my brother-in-law.
And
our daughters,
my
firstborn and her daughter firstborn are double cousins.
So you and your sister mm-hmm. married twin brothers?
Yes.
Was it a dual ceremony?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Our church had two aisles, and their grandfather was a minister, and he did the ceremony. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. This is your first marriage. This
yes.
isn't now. All right.
No.
So, again, you married your husband had a twin brother,
uh-huh.
and your sister married the twin brother.
Yes.
Now, you got to understand, Tammy came from a ton of, like, 10 people.
Oh,
so the odds,
oh my God.
Come on. The choices weren't that much anyway.
Stop.
So for how long? You were married for what, 5, 6, 7 years?
Yeah.
All right, so for that long, you had a brother-in-law slash husband and a sister slash sister-in-law.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
So what happens if you hate your in-laws?
Yeah, right? I know. Anyway.
Like, can you sit your sister down and say, I got to tell you about my in-laws? And
she'd
be, wait a second, that's me too.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That is interesting, Tam. How did I not know that about you?
I don't know.
I knew that you were married and that your husband had a your ex-husband had a brother. I didn't know that you all got married at the
twins.
Same time.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
833-287-1037. Kind of staying away from did you marry family members, but like the weird, kind of gotten to that. But the weirdest thing that you've heard on a date, the creepiest thing that you've heard on a date, the strangest thing, funniest.
Like, that's bizarre.
Yeah. Could it have been a deal breaker?
Right.
I want to know what's going on with Jeff and Jess
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
833-287-1037. Lauren is in Carlsbad. Lauren, what's the strangest, weirdest thing you've heard while on a date?
So I went on this date with this guy one time from Tinder, and he kept staring at my feet the whole time. And so I was like, what's wrong with my feet? I know I have fat feet. What's wrong with them? And he was like, no, I think your feet are so sexy.
Okay, foot guy.
He went
foot
on
guy.
And
yeah.
on
yeah.
and on about my feet.
This is date number one?
Number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I want to say something, though. I find it funny that you're like, the first thing out of your mouth was, I know my feet are fat. Do you really have fat feet?
They are. I really have really chubby, like stubby feet. Anytime I go get a pedicure, they're like, you have sausage toes.
Oh, my God.
Really? That's when you say you have ex customer. You have sausage toes? Now, listen, I happen to enjoy feet. Not in a weird, like, I bought you 18 pair of shoes way, but
okay.
I don't think that's a first date conversation. I think that that's something that you say, tell me something about you that I might not know, like date number 4 or 5, wouldn't you think?
I would think so, but did you, like, would you stare at their feet the whole time on the first date?
No. Clearly he had a serious foot fetish.
Yeah, but maybe he was trying to make you feel better about him because the first thing out of your mouth is you thought they were bad.
Maybe he likes Vienna sausage toes.
True.
Was there a second date?
Oh, gosh, no.
No. Okay, thank you for that. Take care.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to Vista. Hey, Sarah, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, Sarah. Share with us the strangest thing someone said to you on a date.
All right, so I found out while we were talking that we had the exact same birthday to the year and the day, the month.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Right, that's a weird in a cool way.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I guess it's weird and cool, yeah.
Well, now, did it actually work for a while? Because sometimes they say if someone's too much like you, it doesn't work.
Right, I think that was the case. I kind of looked at him like a twin at that point, and so I think it kind of threw off the vibe.
Yeah,
totally
makes sense.
I think of anybody as your twin might kind of, you know, throw a little water on the flame of passion.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks
all
for
right.
calling. Take care.
All right, Gary's in San Marcos. Gary, the strangest things you found out on a date with someone.
Well, she told me that she was pregnant by another guy during the middle of the date.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, at least she told you.
One of the oddest things about that was she had set me up on the date. It was her brother, and her brother actually worked for me. And he was telling me what a nice girl she was and how she was really going to be the perfect person for me before the date. He obviously had no idea that she was pregnant.
I'm sure well, she I have was to, still I have, a nice person.
And I'm going to say she was honest because she could have hidden that for a little bit and you could have been on the hook.
Whoa.
Well,
yeah,
had
true.
Your date went well.
Yeah. No, I think I kind of ran pretty quickly after that.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Jordan is in North Park. Jordan, what you got for us?
So I was called a Nazi on a first date.
You were called a Nazi?
Yeah. My last name is German. We went golfing, which neither of us golf, so that was the first strike. And to rent a golf cart, we had to give our IDs. And when I gave my ID, like I said, my last name was of German spelling, S-C-A.
Because you're German, your date asked if you were a Nazi?
He sure did.
Wow, you're dating a moron. Sorry.
The one and only date.
My last name is Italian, so I'm in the mafia.
Exactly.
That's how it works.
Did he have any idea? Clearly he must not have. How offensive that is and how ignorant that sounds?
I don't really know. He was also in the military. Calling me a civilian, which was kind of weird, but...
Well, one date over and done. There you go.
Yes, exactly.
I can imagine it went like this. What are you, a Nazi or something?
Yeah, the guy that was taking our IDs looked at me, and he just felt sorry for me.
Of course he did. Yeah. I feel sorry for you right now.
Thank you.
If he was smart, he'd be like, here's your ID back. Call me later.
Yeah, right.
Dump this guy. Call me later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.